Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Shut up time for Cam Newton and the Patriots this year. After last season, after watching Tom Brady win a Super Bowl, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key. So we had Cam on yesterday on the show and had several really interesting things to say. You heard some of it there in the rejoin. But we want to take you back to yesterday because I thought it was real poignant the way Cam talked about his health, how he's feeling, and what he's looking forward to do in this coming season.
Now that you're saying, you know, you're a little more comfortable with the situation, knowing that you didn't really have an off season at all, the training camp was truncated, and you went through some stuff on the second half of the season from a COVID standpoint, how are you feeling right now? How's the shoulder feeling?
Everything's good. I'm healthy. You know, I'm lean. I'm trying to, you know, do all the things that I can do at this particular point. You know, and I think in the off season, you know, everybody's confident. Everybody's, you know, exuberant about, you know, the possibilities of the year. And, you know, I'm no different. So right now I want to do the things that I know I can control. I don't want to do the things that I know I have, you know, the capabilities to better myself. And that's working out daily, working on diet and then nutrition, staying in the book, you know, making the proper necessary, you know, things that, you know, can benefit me in the long run.
With all the negativity, obviously, you know, and I know you didn't play well from a passing standpoint toward the end of the season last year, and so much negativity about what you were at the quarterback spot. But the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniel, and Mr. Kraft certainly felt that that wasn't the case. They offered you a one-year deal. You took it. Why not test free agency and give yourself another opportunity with another team at that time?
No, it's not. It's not even about, you know, testing or doing certain things. It's just knowing it's a standard, right? And, you know, for me, you know, the Patriots organization has been, you know, impeccable, you know, with the also with the addition of, you know, Patricia, you know, he's been great as well. You know, just so my time has been there has just been, you know, everything I could have asked for. You know, is I guess it's now, you know, time for me to uphold my end of the bargain through and through and, you know, doing everything that I know I'm capable of doing and staying all in my wheelhouse. So I think that's what it comes down to, you know, as far as the expectations from, you know, what I've expected from Bill and, you know, Josh and those guys, they've been excellent. And, you know, we're just going to keep pushing forward.
One thing we've noticed with Bill Belichick, when he talks about you, I mean, he raves about you. I mean, he's always extremely positive about you and what he expects from you, what he thinks you can still do in this game. What is your relationship like with him now that you've gotten that full a season with him, an off season with him? Can you describe what that relationship is like and what you know about him?
I mean, it's pretty much cut and dry, straightforward. You know, Dollar Bill is a person who he's a straight shooter. His expectations are what they are, and they're not this unrealistic, you know, achievement that, you know, everybody would expect. It's all about preparation. It's all about, you know, doing the things that you are capable of doing and holding yourself up to that standard each and every day, each and every practice, each and every meeting. And that's all you can ask from a head coach. And, you know, it trickles down from everybody else, you know, from the top of the head to everybody that's in the locker room. So, you know, if you got a guy that's, you know, intertwined with everything that's moving forward, just like, you know, Coach Bill is, you know, everybody else, you know, kind of beats to the same drum.
Cam, this offseason they spent $200+ million to go out and get, you know, a bunch of weapons for you, whether it's Nelson Aguilar, whether it's Kendrick Bourne, the tight ends, they drafted running back, bringing back White in the backfield, all the different things. But yet and still, they went out and drafted a quarterback in Mac Jones. Did you know at all, did you have any communications throughout the process that the Patriots would select a quarterback in the first round?
I mean, you know, I mean, come on, man, let's be honest. I've been playing this game long enough to know, like, that's the right pick. And I've said it numerous of times that, you know, what you're not going to get out of me as a disgruntled person. You know, Mac and Cheese is a person who is, ever since I've seen him, has came on into the locker room with the business approach, you know, doing the initiatives of learning his teammates, understanding that, you know, I got to raise my level of play, you know, from the collegiate level to the professional level. And I'm here for him. And as well as he is here for me, just like, you know, Stidham, just like Brian Hoyer, it's no different. You know, our job is to be the best player that we could possibly be for the New England Patriots. No matter what is asked of us, it's our job to be that. So that's what it pretty much comes down to. So when Mac was picked, you know, there was no type of ill will feelings, and there's still no ill will feelings. Because, you know, competition breeds out the best in everybody.
Cam, do you look at him, though, as competition? Or do you feel like, you know, you have the confidence of who you are and that QB1 is still what you are?
Man, I look at everybody as competition. I look at y'all as competition. You know what I'm saying? So you're talking to a competitor. You know, I look for any and everything to drive me and to push me to my greatest self. So, you know, no type of clickbait to just say, you know, oh my God, Mac and Cheese, or, you know, Cam views him as competition. I look at everything as competition. I look at last season's production as competition, you know. So, yeah, I take it personal. Yeah, I take it, you know, in a way that I know who I am. You know, at times I do, for, you know, remind myself, people forget who you are and what you've done. So now, you know, I'm in a position now where, you know, I need to be my best self, and it's really put up or shut up time.
Are you still that guy? I mean, you know, you sound like it. Are you still that guy? Early in the season, before you dealt with COVID, there were signs of that player that we, you know, we grow to love in the NFL. Like, do you really feel physically, mentally, you're still that guy?
I think it's no proving that right now, you know, and that's where I'm at mentally. That's where I'm at. You know, and understanding that, you know, now with, you know, a couple months before the season, everybody's looking for something to get excited about or rave about or just say, oh, man, that's BS. Who, you know, we don't need him to be talking like this, or he doesn't need to be talking like this in early July. But, you know, the truth is I'm doing everything that I know to get myself to the position where I know where I need to be, and that's just to put this team in the best situation to win football games, and that's all that matters.
So he, again, Cam Newton sounding like a guy that's, A, talking with great confidence.
Absolutely.
About what he's got ahead of him this year, but also I thought talking with pretty with a lot of candor about last year, and knowing, like, I got to hold up my end of the bargain, like, as Absolutely. If he's got something to prove.
But Cam Newton is a former MVP, Super Bowl appearing quarterback, number one overall pick, you know.
Yeah, but all that's a wild one.
Hold on, though. You don't think he understands what's at stake? He didn't accomplish all of that by not doing anything, mm-hmm. Allen. He understands. He knows that people are talking a certain way about him. He understands he didn't play well. He saw it. He watched the film. You know, he self-checked himself. Now, whether or not he comes back and plays like he's capable of playing, which I believe he is, Warren Moon, who's in the Hall of Fame that played the position, not one but two Hall of Fames, he certainly believes Cam Newton is going to have a rebound year.
Why? What gives you the reason to believe?
Because I think when you look at it, you can't look at it and say that everything was perfect. Then we're not talking about perfect situation in New England. No matter what the New England Patriot fans want to believe with their delusional beliefs, it was not a very good football team. And when you don't have a very good football team, sometimes you're going to get 8 wins, 7 wins. Then what you do is you go out there and you reload like they did. Mm-hmm. Now, if he goes out there and he plays the same way he played last year, much like I told him yesterday in the interview, you're going to have to retire, man.
It's over, yeah.
Yeah, because if you do what you did last year with everything that they put around you, mm-hmm. then that's something deeper. It's something deeper. That means that you're not good anymore.
It's a big – it's one of the – obviously, there's many big because headline type stories in the NFL this season.
Think about it, though.
That's one of them.
Allen, think about it. No offseason, coming off an injury, no real training camp, and then when you start getting diving into the players around him,
right?
Ain't nothing.
The roster was paired.
Man, stop, man.
If they liked that roster,
his best
they
receiver
have spent
was Julian Edelman, and Julian Edelman got hurt.
Yeah, yeah. No, so we shall see. And again, he's got Bill Belichick, and it sounds like he's got Bill Belichick on his side. That's to me the most important.
And that burns people up.
Yeah, let it burn them. But I'll tell you what,
they
when it comes
that,
to his
they
success,
hate that Bill like him.
It doesn't matter if they, when it comes to his success, Belichick. Having faith
man,
in
I'm
him
betting.
Means everything.
I'm betting on Belichick and I'm betting on Cam Newton.
All right.
Period.
And I'm also betting on the Suns in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Again, that is tomorrow. We'll discuss that in a couple of seconds here. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. That has been the vibe today. A lot of that 90s R&B. A lot of several Jodeci today as well. As we bring in Richard Jefferson on the Goodyear Hotline, our ESPN NBA analyst. RJ, is this too before your time for you to be able to get into this?
Yeah, I don't think RJ
because
got into
a lot
this.
Of
oh, no, 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 no.
Jodeci,
Lil Casey, and JoJo?
Yeah.
Come on. Come
okay.
on now. That's not before my time. I didn't know I was going to wake up to have, you know, Keyshawn playing Jodeci for me. That's probably what caught me off guard, but now that's not before my time.
Hey man, this a different. Hey,
for you.
Hey, Rich, this a different morning show, baby. We ain't this ain't No, it's times have changed.
And that's why I wake up and come on here. Sometimes you want different. Sometimes you need a little strange.
And sometimes you have Keyshawn singing in the morning, which is
more strange.
No, it depends if we hit that acapella together though. It's all right. We got to get that finely tuned. But with that in mind, RJ, game five, I thought game four, I wanted it to be a Devin Booker game. Now, they didn't win, but I kind of feel like we got that Devin Booker game, the 42-point performance. If you're the Suns, game five might have to be more about Chris Paul.
Yeah, I think really everything is about Chris Paul at this point in time. And I'm going to say it all morning long. I'm doing all the shows is that we have been on a Chris Paul tour. We have been on this Chris Paul, like, look at he's taking this team to the conference finals. Oh, Chris Paul in his first finals. Well, why is it that Chris Paul has been in this position for the first time? It's because he's had some really, really difficult losses, up 3-2, up 2-0, up 3-1. So there's been a lot of bad losses in his career. And it's not all his fault, but he was the point guard for those teams. Mm-hmm. And so now when you look at this game and you're like some of these uncharacteristic turnovers, even if you look at his closeout game in in the Western Conference Finals, he had 40. But from that point, every single game has gone down. His numbers, his efficiency, and then obviously his turnovers in last game. So I think all of this falls on to Chris Paul game five to continue being that leader.
Rich, Chris Middleton's been lighting up the charts, right? He's been balling out of control. Are people undervaluing him? Like, are they like just whatever because of the way Giannis has been playing?
I think to a certain degree, I think that's the case that you undervalue Chris Middleton, a multi-time All-Star who's about to be an Olympian. He's just such a heady player. It's not a bunch of flashy dunks. It's not a bunch of heat checks. He plays within himself. He gets to his right spots, a ton of like mid-range. Look, it's just a real kind of simple game, and he doesn't really do it in a flashy way. But I will say this. The reason why people have been critical of Chris Middleton is because he's not consistent. Doesn't mean you got to give us 40 consistent, but you got to give us 20 consistent. And then maybe the occasional 28, then the occasional 35. But he's been 10 points, 15 points. He had a great game one where he had 28. But over the course of this postseason, there's been times where he has been high, then low. High, then low. And I think that's why. Because with greatness, you expect consistency.
He's that guy, too, that's had those bulk performances. Like one quarter, he just goes off. We saw that in the fourth quarter of the last game. We saw it against the Nets as well, being able to close out that series the way he did carrying that team. What are you looking at? Game five, the home teams have won all the games so far in this series. So is that going to continue that trend in game five, in your opinion? Or do you see the Bucks getting that road win?
Well, now, like that's why I said the pressure falls on Chris Paul. Like now, like over these last couple of days, you know, there's those conversations. And the thing about him getting like in that decline is you have 2 days rest during the NBA finals. So this is not the every other day game where you're like, oh, look, he's wearing down. It's like, no, he has 2 days rest in between. So hopefully, you know, not having to wear himself down, you know, in game three, maybe there's an accumulative effect where they can kind of build back up and he can play well in game five. But all of this, I believe that the momentum is with the Bucks, obviously, after winning two games. But I think the pressure truly is on the Phoenix Suns, because if you don't protect home court and Chris Paul has not been playing great basketball and they found out that DeAndre Ayton, when he gets in foul trouble, your team is very, very different. It's now time for the Phoenix Suns to answer.
Yo, how can they neutralize Devin Booker? Not necessarily go back to game three, but kind of get him from not putting up the buckets like he did in game five.
Man, I'm glad you said bucket, because that's what he was. He was a bucket getter. That's it. Like, you know, like, well, how's his game? I don't know, man. That man just gets bucket. He had 40 points with no three-pointers. He didn't get double-digit free throws. That means I think he was like 17 for 28. That's just a pure bucket. That means I'm going to two-point you to death. And that's what he did. So I don't know if there's a way to get a hold of him, especially when you look at Devin. He always shot, not always, three of the four series he's played in, he struggled in game three. That was the first game on the road against the Lakers, against the Clippers. Here, you know, in this series, he struggled in game three, but he answered that call in game four in every single one. They were undefeated in game fours before this last game. So I think with Devin Booker, it's just about understanding that that's just who he is. He has established that that's who he is, and so you try to make him inefficient. I don't know if you can really stop him at this point in time.
Now, I'm not trying to bring back bad memories for you, so we won't go back in time, but looking at this year's Olympic team and losing Bradley Beal to COVID and seeing them lose exhibition games, do you have any concerns about what could happen once they get to Tokyo?
Oh, 100% I have concerns. Do I think that they have the most talented team? But the most talented team doesn't win every single year. I think the thing that's most concerning about this is that you know that they're going to need, you know, some of these guys that are showing up. You're going to need the Devin Bookers. You're going to need the Drew Holidays and Chris Middleton. So they have reinforcements coming. But ultimately, if the U.S. does not bring their top 15, they will not be dominant. Doesn't mean that they won't win, right? Because now we've seen multiple USA basketballs here and there where it's like the U.S. They're like, oh, well, we didn't bring our main guys. We didn't do this. Well, that's a problem. And the rest of the world is catching up. We know that. So we have to bring our best to be dominant. The only problem is our best can't go every four years.
Yeah, there's a difference, right? So instead of winning games, like they won the gold medal game the last time by 30. Instead of having that, it'll be more competitive, but it doesn't mean they can't win. They just got to be a better team in the concept, and you just wonder if they have enough time to get there with this Olympics.
Man, I feel like our second best is better than most countries' best.
It depends on how you play, though.
That's not true. It's not true when you look at just the international game, and there used to be a fear level. You would walk into a place and you'd be like, oh man, look at these boys. But now, like, even Nigeria has so much USA or has so much NBA talent. Yeah. Maybe not names that you know, but they have guys that played against Kevin Durant a million times.
Yeah.
They know their countrymen. And I'll give you one last thing before on this topic. The under-19 team, there's a guy named Chet Holmgren who's going to be the number one pick. He's going to Gonzaga. He was National Player of the Year. He is basically Kevin Durant. He's 7 feet tall, has all this skill work. The under-19 beat the France under-19 in the finals for the gold medal by 2 points. So when you're looking at even our best young players in this country and they're playing USA basketball and we have 300 million people, we beat France by 2. So that just lets you know that these countries, even their development, is catching up to our young hoopers that just know and go and play. Other countries are catching up. Doesn't mean they're better. Just means that they're catching up.
Yeah, all right. This is all spawned from, of course, that 92 Dream Team, no doubt about it. RJ, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for having me, guys. Go slide some of that Keith Sweat in your
– get it into your playlist today. There's a lot of people.
I was watching Martin.
He was watching Martin, he said. There's a lot of people, though, saying that they're playing this music. It's like, I'll be playing this now the rest of the day. We're also going to be going back to a game we were playing earlier in the show. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Teams we were sleeping on this season. NFL teams. I'm almost there. Almost
Come
there,
on.
Key.
Come
almost
on, baby. There. Let's go.
So wake up, Han.
Let's play
wake
that
up,
game.
We've been doing this for a while
next.
Now.
KJZ.
You at the end of the track. You're like running the 400. You're all the way at the end.
I'm at the marathon, baby. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Michael is in Queens. Michael, what's up, man?
And as far as Key goes and the diva, Key, you're so diva, it's more like Kiva should be your new name.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
SportsCenter right now, the Open Championship underway. Colin Morikawa holding the lead. 6-under for the day, 3-shot lead at 9-under so far for the tournament. Remember, he was the winner of the 2020 PGA Championship. COVID-19 causing some issues now in multiple sports as Aaron Judge is one of 6 Yankees to test positive for COVID-19. Thursday's Yankees-Red Sox game postponed, and the Yankees have 3 positive tests with 3 tests still pending, according to Brian Cashman, the team's general manager. Meanwhile, for USA basketball, Bradley Beal was placed in the protocol Wednesday and ruled out of the Olympics on Thursday. Jeremy Grant also placed into the protocol out of caution, though coach Greg Popovich expressed optimism that the forward would be able to remain with the team. Richard Sherman to be released from jail without bail, with several conditions, however, following his arrest on suspicion of trying to break into his in-laws' home in northeast Seattle. Sherman ordered to not drink alcohol, do drugs, or not have contact with his father-in-law as part of his conditions to be released. He did not appear before a judge in Thursday's hearing, was represented by his attorney, and released without bail after prosecutors requested a bail set for $10,000. SportsCenter. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average.
Hey, girl, mystery.
Like, what is that song? Like, when you hear this song, we're going through this right now, so I'm trying to figure out. The song that you hear on the radio that instantly doesn't just remind you of summer, because a million songs make you think of summer. What's the one that takes you back? It's a summer feel, and yet you go back into a little nostalgia because you got nostalgia during the break here in this song.
It's a bunch of stuff, but this song. I mean, this is typically a summer song at your family cookout or
right.
house or
it's
whatever.
Right? It's just playing
it's
background.
In the backyard, and as you're walking through the front, you can smell it cooking. You ain't getting there yet. You might have just played some hoops somewhere, come home touching the pots. Your mama tell you to get your damn hands off the pots, go wash your hands because right. you're messing around. But you can smell the greens, the cornbread, whatever's in the oven. Right. Like you just know, the barbecue, you can smell it with some old uncles in the backyard, cousins back there playing dominoes, right. cards, arguing with each other, telling you that Jim Brown was better than Barry Sanders.
Oh, and the sports debates
and
everything.
Oh, yeah, all that. All that's the summer.
Nice.
All that's part of the summer.
I love that, man. Again, at KJ and Z for those who want to Just throw us a song that,
with that cheap liquor
brings
too.
You back.
That cheap liquor, you can smell it the on your breath smells. A mile away. Like, damn, he's been drinking a lot.
Johnny Red.
It is still 2 o'clock. He got a long ways to go.
Well, we don't have much to go till we get to training camps, as next week they will open. We've been talking about, again, road to training camp throughout the last couple of week or so. And we've had different categories. And the one we talked about today earlier on, we got a lot of calls on it. We're getting some more as well, is who are we sleeping on? Like teams that we're sleeping on. And we did discuss a few of them earlier in the show, went through teams like Washington, you know, and their defense and how good they could be.
They got
Baltimore,
a really good defense.
And a strong running game, a defense that you know is always
there every
year. Kind
of retooled their passing game to some degree.
Yeah, added a piece, right? Minnesota Vikings, are we sleeping on them in that division? If there's no Aaron Rodgers, is this the year they put it all together finally, you know, and make a run? The New York Giants,
yeah,
are we sleeping on them? Like we've gotten some of those. So let's get a couple more. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And we go to Justin in Virginia with a team. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm an L.A. Chargers fan. Y'all sleeping on Hollywood Herbie, man. We're going to win the division this year.
Hollywood Herbie.
No, I'm not sleeping on
division?
The Chargers. I think the Chargers are going to be a good football team. I do. I really honestly do. They got Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. They got Hollywood Herbert back there. If Bosa can come to the party, Derwin James. They got a new head coach. Pretty good defensive coordinator with the Rams. I don't sleep on them. I don't know that they're going to win the division, though.
Not an easy division to win.
Well, it isn't. Because of Kansas City.
Right.
The Raiders ain't nothing. I mean, the Raiders.
Too.
I like the Raiders.
Raiders and Broncos.
I'm a Raider fan, been a Raider fan my whole life. But the Raiders, I can't even – they so fake. They heartbreakers, man. They just – the moment you get behind them, they go to folding and acting like they forgot how to play sports.
Yeah, they're that brand that frustrates you, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and then Denver – Denver's an X factor because you really don't know what the quarterback situation, even though I know Teddy – is a professional and Teddy is good and he doesn't get a lot of the credit because
is their defense good enough that if Teddy just comes in and manages that they could be competitive?
Probably so.
Right? They should be competitive.
Because man, Teddy wasn't bad in Carolina. Sometimes coaches they overthink things and they try to get too cute and fancy. Oh, I need to upgrade this spot. The dude was playing without Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
So, you know,
okay.
I hope for his sake he does well in Denver. But I understand what the Denver people are thinking in terms of the fan base. They would rather have Aaron Rodgers.
Of course.
A bigger commodity at the quarterback spot. But if they had to settle for Teddy Bridgewater, I wouldn't count them out. Not at all.
Carter's in Ohio. Carter.
I'm thinking that the Patriots are going to be the most underrated team this year.
I think Carter's been sleeping on them a little bit. I think people are because of the way they ended last year. Tom Brady wins. They lose. Cam Newton looked like trash. Even though we know in his first couple games he was playing pretty good football, then he got COVID. They didn't have any players. People don't like the Patriots anyway or Belichick. And you add Cam Newton, who they don't like. You know, so it's like everybody was rooting against him. Then when Belichick re-signed, they're like, the first thing they want to tell you, he didn't sign him for any money. Yeah, he's backup money. It's like, well, the head coach just said he's the damn starter. That's what came out the head coach mouth.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to find a reason for Belichick to not like Cam, but pretty clearly he does like
him. Exactly. Hello.
You know, and I mean, once you see that, and once I hear the way Cam talks about Bill Belichick, he calls him, what do you call him, Dollar Bill?
Dollar Bill.
Like once you hear that, it changes my whole perspective of that. I'm telling you, because now you look at it and you think, if the coach believes in the quarterback and the quarterback has this kind of connection and trust with the coach, then there should be some success there. Now, it could not work, but the fact that there is a connection, belief, that tells me they get off to a good start.
Did they re-sign him back?
Yeah, that's what I mean. They did bring him back with the intention of drafting a young quarterback.
If he didn't like him, he wouldn't have re-signed him.
Of course.
That's just –
And to say that, like, well, you got it for a discount,
up.
What other options did he have?
Yeah,
that,
really? Oh,
like,
yeah,
that's
I know. Yeah.
All
what
the
other,
things that
what
you
other
bring
options
up.
Did he have? Okay, I get it. Whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
You don't want to hear any of that. Well, that's good. So let's not sleep on the Patriots. Jamal in California. Jamal.
Or not Jamal.
Molly Mall.
No.
We didn't get him. Josh is in Maryland. Josh.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I'm thinking, what about the Falcons this year with new coach Smith? And we got Pitts coming in. And it's been a pretty powerful offense the whole time for at least first half. What do you guys think?
I'm still asleep.
Yeah, sounds like Key is going to sleep.
Yeah, I don't even want to waste 2 minutes on a conversation about them.
They're rebuilding.
Yeah, they're rebuilding with a veteran quarterback that I wish they would have moved on from to give him an opportunity to go win one.
Maybe they do. Eventually, right? Maybe they do eventually.
I mean, when, though? Next year? Mm-hmm. I would have liked to have seen them move on from Mighty Ice this year and give him a real opportunity to go win a championship.
Well, if things go south for them this year, maybe that's when they just decide to make that move, right?
Yeah, but they should have really did it this year.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, another team. Let's see. We can go Scott in Arizona.
Scott. Oh, God, Scott's going to kill me.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning, Scott.
Check this out, Keyshawn. How about Shy Comforter? That's a song for you.
Shy, you remember them?
I'm not sure anybody's sleeping on them, but we're not talking about what the Cardinals can really accomplish this year with the receiving room, James Conner, Chase Edmonds, and Kyler in year three. He's got to perform. It's year three. And the offensive line being shored up with Rodney Hudson, being more, looks like they're going to be more consistent. You know, give me your thoughts on that, because I think that you, Keyshawn, you said Seattle in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't. The Cardinals, I mean, I get it, but I'm not.
What aren't you feeling about it? That you don't believe the, you just don't believe the system. You don't believe in the offense.
I don't. I just don't. I don't know. I'm a receiver, and they throw the ball a lot. I should love that, right?
You should, right?
But it's not going to win.
And as he
it's
mentioned,
not going to win you anything.
There's
man.
Weapons all over that team now. You've
there's
got,
weapons
you've got
all over the team
receivers.
Every single year.
You got run. You man, got two solid running.
They've
backs.
Had receivers every single year. They always.
Yeah, you're right. Cardinals always have.
Man,
receivers.
I could. I, the pros are different in college, yeah. Right? Clearly.
Yeah.
But the system is essentially the same. From a college standpoint, which this system is college, what team in college has ever won anything with the air raid?
I get that. I
Washington
understand.
State, they won a lot of games and put up a lot of points. Nothing. Kentucky, when they first introduced it, nothing. You saw Mississippi State last year. They went crazy on somebody early. And then I think they won like three games.
Right, yeah.
So when you – you know, Oklahoma every single year. Oklahoma's a little bit different because they run the ball so well. A little bit different. But they can't win a championship with this stuff. It's just – I'm good on it. Texas Tech, I'm good.
It's just you not trusting it.
SMU, Cal, I'm good. I'm good on all that. Now we got it with the Arizona Cardinals. They win games. They put up some points. But they're not going to win enough games to make a difference in the conference.
Donna's in New Orleans. Donna?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I don't think that people are actually, I would say, sleeping on the Saints, but I think people are kind of in a wait-and-see mode.
Yeah.
Because they really don't know how the outcome will be. So we don't know whether we're going to be surprised, or we don't know whether it's just going to be a rebuilding season. What do you think?
This is what I'll say to you, Donna. I think I know a little bit about football, I think. I could be wrong because it's
– What do you know?
People on Twitter and all that stuff, they think they know more football than me, but oh well. The Saints are a good football team, and Jameis Winston, if he's a starter, is a hell of a quarterback. Yes, he threw a lot of interceptions in Tampa, and he had some mistakes. But a lot of the Jameis Winston wait-and-see approach also entails his off-the-field behavior because people can't get that sort of knuckleheadness out of their mind.
There was nothing said last year.
He didn't play.
Okay, but he was off the field.
So I mean. He didn't play. But everything that he'd gone on in his career, self-inflicting, people still look at that as a player, and they put all that together
so
with the 30 interceptions,
mm-hmm.
It's following him. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's with Sean Payton in a good offensive system that will limit those mistakes that he may have made in Tampa on the field.
Okay.
They don't. It's just they're not. They don't know how to separate the two. They don't. They can't. So what happens is the first thing they say is, Jameis is terrible. He's this. He's that. Because they still thinking about a lot of other stuff in his past. Don't think. Get rid of that. And just think about football player throwing the ball with a quality head coach that will not let him throw it to the other team because he's not going to allow him to throw it to the other team 50 and 60 times a game. He's going to manage it a certain way.
Can we also talk about the fact
that – because he was good in Tampa. He was good in Tampa. He wasn't a bum.
Well, no, he threw a ton of touchdowns. The problem is he also threw a ton of interceptions.
Yeah, but when you look at – but here's the problem with Jameis, too. People look at the statistics, the interceptions. When I look at the interceptions, I'm going to discount because I know what happens. Guys run bad routes. Sometimes balls are off people's hands. Sometimes they're slightly thrown behind the guy. He still should make the catch. He doesn't, and it's intercepted. So if you take some of the turnovers away, it doesn't look all that bad. But people don't – they don't look at it the same way.
Totally understand. I also look at the fact that he's 27.
He's young.
Well, not young. You get to reach that point of maturity, too, as a player.
Yes.
Where you know you're in the league, you understand offense, you understand where you are. The year he took staying, it's not like he's now joining and learning the system. He's had a whole year of it in his back pocket. So it'll be interesting to watch him and what he does.
It's a different situation.
The notion that Taysom Hill should be competing for this job is, to me, just patronizing Taysom Hill. Because what's the best thing for business if you're the Saints? It's to have Taysom Hill still be that weapon that you've always used him as behind Drew Brees. You could still use him that way if Jameis is your starter. That's the way it should be. That's the best thing for business.
Jameis is a good quarterback. I don't care what nobody say. He just got to cut down on the turnovers.
Another guy that we can watch this year and see what he can do. All right, coming up next, more of your calls. Caller Roulette, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN, as we close out the week and get into the summer.
Can you last this last 15 minutes?
I barely lasted this hour. But can you last right now telling us one more thing
phrasing.
From Indeed?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
The reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to add up. Just look at the numbers. Instant Match searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description. They have over 135 skill tests that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates faster. And according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. So, if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding them, visit Indeed.com/credit. It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point, and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We're going to do a little something. Ooh, man. Go on out there with your auntie, man. Get on that dance floor. Woo.
Yeah. Then he starts doing it at the end, right? He just starts riffing at the end of this.
Woo! You make me happy. Ow!
How do you hit that note? I can't hit that.
You can.
Man, this is the summer vibes. Yes. As we head into the weekend, everybody.
Yates, I'm going to go get a drink, man. I'm getting ready to go get me a drink.
Yeah, hey, man, Henny on the rocks.
Now. What?
Yes.
Just Casamigos for Han.
Yes, please.
Yeah. 2 limes squeezed. Mm-hmm. I'm an adult. Give me an adult beverage like I tell my kids.
I'm an adult.
My kids always ask, what's in there? Something for an adult. No, you cannot have any, and they don't make virgins of these. No. Because, you know, that's the first thing my kids want. They want a virgin mojito.
Oh, that's
something.
My daughter, yeah.
And so I drink tequila and with a little lime, and they say, well, can I get a virgin that? No, they don't make virgin tequila.
Yeah, why?
So, no.
Because you need tequila in the drink.
Oh, man.
Man, all right, before we get to Caller Roulette, everybody on hold. We got, oh, my goodness. He just keeps
killing me. It.
Yates has got it going today. Do you want to do some complaint department real quick on a Friday?
Yes, line one, complaint department. May I help you, please?
Levi said, it's really mind-boggling that KJ and Z talk NFL every day, all morning, and never talks about Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Well, he don't obviously listen to the show every single day.
Like, literally, how much time did we spend on Mahomes? Literally, we talked to him on First Take, and then we followed up by playing the interview on, I believe it was Monday.
Absolutely.
And we talked a lot about the Chiefs and the
Andy
Reid.
I just mentioned Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy.
Didn't we talk about the duos?
The duos. Tyreek Hill and Kelsey.
And
Patrick Mahomes. We talked about the division.
Levi's a casual. Levi, stop being a casual. You got to listen every day, you casual. Jive Turkey said, so Tom Brady's lying. Giannis block was just okay. Cam's a savior. Yeah, it is a funny name. And Sherman did
Brady
nothing
lying
wrong.
About?
The injury, I guess.
Brady didn't say nothing about – Brady didn't say – nobody said Brady was lying.
So he said another joke show on ESPN.
What was the other one? Brady lying. Who said Brady was lying?
Giannis's block. You said,
I said Giannis's block was okay. I like LeBron's better. What's wrong with that? It's an opinion. Next.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Everything else is good. You want some positives?
Positive. Line one,
some
please.
Positive. People love the music.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Keep listening.
Rob pointing out when we were talking about what spawned from New Edition, East Coast Family, New Edition, ABC, BBD, Boys to Men. I forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah.
ABC, the kids, they came out of that as well. That was fun. So let's see. Oh, we got a tweet. You have a what?
So if they want to listen to some screaming and hollering in sports talk radio, then you won't get it on KJZ in the morning.
Angry voices yelling at each other about sports.
Yeah,
Come on.
Your specific,
we're supposed to argue.
About your specific team and your specific market all for the 4 hours. That's
just
not
about
happen.
My team. But if you say something bad about my team, stop talking about my team.
No, we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Zach, hey, it's Boston, said, what's going to happen when no talent morning hosts KJ and Z don't have basketball and football to talk about? My God.
When is that going
to happen? Football to talk about. That was last summer.
No, we talked about it.
Well, we didn't have sports.
No, we created things to talk about. Top sports, movies, and basketball. Top sports, football.
I'll tell
you this. We talked about it. It's not going to happen. And as far as talent go, I don't know if I don't, you know, I ain't going to really go there. But as far as talent go, I think Alan Hahn is on a show. Keyshawn's on the show. Jay Will is on several shows. Zubin's on show. I don't get it. If you don't like us, don't listen, man.
Can we talk?
Because we different.
Well, Zach on his Twitter has a picture of him playing hockey on a men's league team.
Yes.
And Zach, if you're still listening, I will talk circles around you when it comes to hockey, homeboy. Okay? Just understand that. Don't even try me when it comes to
hockey. Well, I'm not going to say I can talk circles around you on hockey.
You handle what you're good at. And I will hand you right. What was that line you said?
Hit the ball in the puck.
Hit him in the puck.
Hit the goalie in the puck. The goalie and he hits it in the puck. The goalie and he
really
hits it in
that.
The puck.
Oh man!
All right, let's get a little roulette.
I'm not
here
reading
real quick.
Those tweets you're putting up on the board. Just
why?
So you know,
Pat. Why not?
Because you want to read them.
Oh, why are we both wearing blue? We look like nurses?
Because we match well with the set.
Yeah, that's fine. Pat Costello at Pat Costello 20 says, why
former
did
producer?
You guys both only wear blue? You're weird. Yeah. Nurses. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pat, last day.
And Yates definitely did not tweet that. So
I saw the tweet. He says, Hans got terrible hockey takes. We only want Keys hockey takes. He tweeted it.
I don't know. I'm over here worried about some other things like... Like, if I want to go...
Where are you taking it next? Superstar, oh, he's having fun doing this. Like,
I put him in his...
He needs a table and a barbecue right now. That's
let's go to roulette.
Yeah, let's spin it. Oh, wait, did I not say cookout? Did I screw up? Line three.
Good morning, fellas. Key.
What's happening?
When you were at USC, what were your top three places that you love to play as a visitor?
Oh,
go Irish.
Great question. Oh, and he wants
you
to say
I didn't like playing Notre Dame, and no, I did not beat Notre Dame in college, but I don't care about Notre Dame. They still suck. So now.
Spin it. Come on, let's get as many in as we can. Line five.
I'm on the phone with the best morning show in the biz, Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin. You know it is. DJ Cuzzo repping Georgia sports. We ain't winning championships, but I still support. Alan Hahn, you still need to give me your favorite interview. Keyshawn, Jay Will, whatever happened to Zoo. It's DJ Cuzzo. You know the voice when I call. Got the hands and the skills. Just give me the damn ball.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
I like that. We have to save that. I still don't have an answer for him. I didn't have a chance to really marinate
it. Last one. Let's see if we can get it in.
Spin one more. Got to be a good one.
Got to be real quick.
How'd you beat that one? Line four. Say something.
What's going on, y'all?
I'm going on vacation! Woo! Party!